Well, it is time to reveal our top BC news story of the year. There were many stories to choose from, but with your help, we narrowed it down to just one.
We are under great stress for the reservoirs, and consequently, we have to reduce our consumption.
We're going to start to see temperatures in the river continuing to rise.
The risk is to not having sufficient reserves for essential water use.
We had 44 new fires yesterday. Estimated cost for wildfire suppression, $3.2 million.
The reality is, this isn't going to be an unusual event in the future, just in terms of the number of fires that we have. So we need to expand our capacity.
Now, the summer drought and wildfire season has been chosen with the help of our online poll as the top news story of 2015. Kim Stevens thinks we are in for another hot summer and more drought-like conditions this year. Kim is the executive director of the Partnership for Water Sustainability in BC. He joins us now in studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm pleased to be here.
Thank you for being here. Why do you expect that we're going to have another drought this summer?
Well, I guess what we're seeing is being the new normal, because we have seen this, you know, this trend developing where we have warmer, wetter winters followed by longer, drier summers, and that's the consequences that you just heard in that introduction.
But how much of it has to do with the snowpack? I mean, last year we had barely any snow and really no water left in those snow reserves. So do we know this early on whether that could change this year?
Well, I guess it's obviously too soon to know because it's early in the season, but, you know, the trend has been over the last decade or so that, you know, we're a decreasing snowpack, and, you know, if we don't have that snow reservoir there come the spring when we have, the spring runoff, mm-hmm. then we're in for another problem. That's the reflection of a slight change in temperature.
And is it just that trend over the decade that you look at, or can you look further back? I mean, is there evidence that this is, in fact, the new normal?
Well, you know, in terms of my career, I look back, you know, when we had a benign period of about 50 years through the 40s through the 80s, and mm-hmm. 87 was really kind of the watershed year, to use that term, because that's when we had the first major drought, and then that was followed by three droughts in 6 years. And so really what we've seen the last 30 years in this region is really a period of instability in terms of our water supply situation.
Are we now not in a better position? I mean, given that we've got lots of snow in the interior right now, certainly the local hills have got lots of snow. We've had this seemingly unending rash of storms move through. Does that give us any hope that we won't be drought-stricken this summer, or are we still too far out?
We're still too far out, and really, I think the other part, what we're seeing is feast and famine. Mm-hmm. You know, and as I reflect on my career, you know, where we used to think in terms of the alternating extremes being the alternating months, you know, a record wet month would be followed by a record dry month. And now what we're seeing is this extended period. And I think the example I could give you is at a meeting where BC Hydro were reporting out on Comox Lake, where they made the observation, you know, this is just about a month ago, saying, if you look back over the past year, you know, the total precipitation was just slightly above normal, but we just come out of a drought. And, you know, if you reflect back almost a year ago, those heavy rains. So on the average, it looked okay. So that's what we're starting to see is the extended periods of extreme conditions. But on the average, it usually looks okay.
Right. Last year, of course, we were all talking about ways to conserve water, not just in the city, but right across the province. Is there anything people should be thinking about now? Even though when you look outside, you think, well, now it seems like a silly time to be thinking about conserving water.
Well, there's no quick fix. So anything that we may do that make a difference will be a long-term commitment. And so really, it's when redevelopment creates the opportunity. Mm-hmm. So it's when you're rebuilding things that you can do new things.
What about over the longer term? I mean, is there the sort of big picture government planning? What can governments do either at the local or provincial level?
Well, I think that, you know, it is significant that the Water Sustainability Plan or Act rather was passed a year ago, and that's really going to set in motion a lot of things in terms of comprehensive planning and managing water better. But, you know, the reality is, and, you know, if you use engineering terms, we don't have a big margin of safety, period. And so therefore, when we have these upsets in the natural system, we're vulnerable. And I think just to provide a bit of perspective here is, you know, it's ironic that in British Columbia, we talk in terms of droughts in terms of a number of months. Mm-hmm. And that contrasts with California and Australia, where they talk about years, right? 7 years. So it is interesting for us, a drought is it 3 months, 4 months? We almost had 6 months this past right. year.
And were people then too panicky about it? I mean, guess what? The rains came. Everyone lived.
It was touch and go. Yeah. It was touch and go. There's, you know, I think most water supply managers, especially in this part of the of British Columbia, Southwest British Columbia, were extremely worried come late July. Mm-hmm. And you know, one of the more notable examples would be the Sunshine Coast, where they were literally within 2 weeks of running out of water. If you recall, at the end of August, we had some heavy rainfall, mm-hmm. and that was just enough to really to get this entire Georgia Basin region through what at that point was almost 5 months of rain-free weather.
So then what lessons should we be taking away from the past summer we've had? And as you say, I mean, what could be longer, hotter, drier summers?
Well, I think, every so often you have a teachable year. And so the last big teachable year was 2003. And I mentioned that for a reason because, you know, 2003, Kelowna was on fire. We had floods. We had droughts. You know, pine beetle kind of burst on the scene. And that got people's attention that something was not right. You know, Mother Nature was trying to tell us something. Mm-hmm. And for a while there, it looked like 2015 would exceed 2003 as a teachable year. Because basically it's that teachable year that kind of galvanizes the will necessary to do something. So even in terms of my being here today, as a result of the of 2003, that led to the Water Sustainability Action Plan. Here it is in 2015 going into 2016. My role is to continue to deliver that. So, you know, it's been a progression. 2015 was a valuable teaching year, but it wasn't the teachable year.
So what more needs to be done then? What other tangible things could those water districts be doing right now to insulate themselves, protect themselves, and protect the resource?
Well, you know, in the short term, there's not a lot they can do other than obviously the continued education process. I can think of examples of where some of the water supply suppliers rather, their short term fixes are to maximize how much water they can get out of their reservoirs. So, you know, typically reservoirs have a dead zone. Mm-hmm. So now is the time, and they're doing it is to be able to, you know, in an extreme situation again next year, they'll be able to tap into that water. But it's a very small amount. Mm-hmm. So those are the kind of the short-term things. So really, it's education is a big factor. Having the tools, you know, the metering comes into it to kind of regulate use and education. So the three things, TIE, tool, incentive, ethic. Obviously, part of the incentive is how you price the water.
Right. Kim, thank you very much for being here today. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.